ABC Radio Australia.
Staying in Fiji for the moment because the government is pushing ahead with its controversial plan to establish an embassy in Jerusalem, with the diplomatic post to be open next week. Human rights activists have expressed alarm as it coincides with an escalation of violence in Gaza, where tens of thousands of Palestinian civilians have been killed in indiscriminate attacks by the Israeli military. They say it undermines Fiji's Ocean of Peace concept. Finau Fanua files this report.
Bravinaka Israel, I'm from Fiji.
No matter what the United Nations says or the European Union, we would like to encourage you and comfort you.
The Bible says, I will bless those who bless you, Israel, and I will curse those who curse you.
A group of Fijian evangelists laud Israel in a social media video. It's a popular religious sentiment found in a number of Pacific countries. Earlier this year, seven of only 12 countries that opposed a UN vote that called for a ceasefire in Gaza were Pacific Island countries. And next week, Fiji will become one of only six in the world that will have an embassy in Jerusalem. And the country's Prime Minister, Sitiveni Rambuka, is expected to be there.
So the nation of Israel has been a conduit to humanity, showing us what God is like, his heart, his love towards humanity.
But outside of the Pacific Islands, public outrage against Israel has already reached a boiling point amidst ever-increasing reports of massacres, displacement, and forced starvation of Palestinian civilians at the hands of the Israeli military.
Today I can confirm that at the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in September, Australia will recognise the state of Palestine.
Just 2 weeks ago, Australia, along with the United Kingdom, New Zealand and Canada, announced their intentions to recognise a Palestinian state before the end of this month. Fiji's diplomatic move is widely condemned, as it occurs during what virtually every human rights organisation has called a genocide.
We, of course, are very shocked and we're totally against it.
Shamima Ali, coordinator of the Fiji Women's Crisis Centre, believes Rambuka's decision panders to popular religious sentiment in Fiji.
Rambuka is playing to the masses. I don't believe that he is stupid enough to go along with this whole thing of the lost tribe of Israel and so on. I think it's just going along, you know, buying votes because he does know where the majority sentiments are.
We commit to you the leaders, O God, of the state of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister, all the members of his cabinet, the Knesset. We pray for the Israeli Defense Forces.
I think it goes back to the idea of the biblical Israel and the way in which our indigenous communities in Fiji connect to that.
Georgi Ravulo, a prominent Fijian academic at the University of Sydney, says a religious devotion to the modern state of Israel is entrenched among many Fijians.
I think because we've connected our understanding of our religious identities with Israel being a big part of that, I think that's where we're in support of the idea of Israel as a group of people. But I think that's where the point of difference is. Israel as a nation state needs to be further understood.
On Monday, the Fiji government reiterated its motive behind the decision, saying it respected the rights of Palestinians. The statement read,
Fiji condemns all forms of violence against civilians and stands with the international community in calling for humanitarian relief for those affected. Establishing a mission in Jerusalem or engaging diplomatically with Israel does not mean endorsing war or harm. It is an act of engagement intended to build bridges and promote dialogue.
It is a false statement. It holds no truth and it is contradictory.
Roshiko Deo is a senior activist at the Fijians for Palestine Solidarity Network. She says the political statement is oblivious to the reports of mass murder.
Completely ignoring the fact that organizations like Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, Save the Children, Christian Aid, Doctors Without Borders, Medical Sans Frontier, so many humanitarian and international human rights organizations, there is so much information and it is completely being ignored by our government.
I am told that the Pacific leaders embrace the concept, the idea of the Pacific being declared or agreed to be a zone of peace or an ocean of peace.
The Ocean of Peace concept calls for a Pacific region free of geopolitical competition and unconsumed by global conflicts. It's an agenda currently being championed by Prime Minister Rambuka at the Pacific Islands Forum Leaders Meeting in Honiara. But many civil society leaders say the idea is being jeopardized by support for Israel.
An ocean of peace means consistency.
Fijian Reverend James Bhagwan is one civil society leader in attendance at the Pacific Islands Forum Leaders Meeting. He's the General Secretary of the Pacific Conference of Churches and says establishing an embassy in Jerusalem is incompatible with the Ocean of Peace concept.
Well, if Fiji proceeds with this opening of an embassy in Jerusalem, it does indeed sit uneasily with the vision of an Ocean of Peace, which is one that is demilitarized, that is decolonizing, and of course is grounded in international law. We don't short-circuit self-determination abroad while calling for it at home.
Friends to all, enemies to none has been the foreign policy stated by Pacific nation leaders when questioned on topics of international conflicts. However, Reverend Bhagwan says the foreign policy stance shouldn't be confused with indifference to social injustice. And he says it's time for the Pacific Islands to recognize Palestine.
We need to understand that recognition is a non-violent, law-aligned act, and that's entirely consistent with our region's own decolonization struggles in Mauhi Nui, in Kanaki, in West Papua. What we need to remember is that non-alignment must be principled and not passive. Talk to all, but we never look away from justice, whether that's at home or abroad.
That was Reverend Bhagwan, General Secretary of the Pacific Conference of Churches. Pacific Beat has reached out to the Fijian government for comment as well.